Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes?
Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Around the NFL.
All right, we're going to get to our MVPs and then take some calls. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, you miss it. Ravens lose by two last night, 27-25. Three turnovers, a dropped two-point conversion at the end of the game for Mark Andrews. Just a rough, rough day. Ravens didn't punt once. Lost the game. Ed, let's start off with your MVPs. Who gets your first one?
Saquon Barkley.
22-yard line. That's where Philadelphia opens up. Handoff. It's Barkley running to the left. Barkley gets by everybody. Saquon Barkley is gone. Touchdown. On a snowy Sunday, Saquon Barkley has dominated for the Eagles.
I just, for a lot of reasons. First of all, he ran for 205 yards yesterday and 26 carries, which is still 8 yards a carry. Two touchdowns. He had a 78-yard touchdown run. The guy's carried this team on his back. It's usually the quarterback. It's not been this year. It's been him. And I think it's remarkable. Makes me very happy because I've been fighting this fight for running backs for years. Everybody's going, I wouldn't pay running backs. I wouldn't pay running backs. You know, I would never draft a running back. Go F yourself. Seriously. How about Derrick Henry? You know, Saquon Barkley, Jahmyr Gibbs. All the, really? These guys don't make a difference on your team? Yeah, grow up. Open your eyes, man. It really pisses me off. But, I mean, he's been outstanding, and they're where they are because of him, in my opinion, and that defense. And, of course, Jaden Daniels of the Commanders. I mean, I don't think anybody expected anything like this from him. You know, he comes into the league and, you know, kind of waiting to see what you're going to see. We saw C.J. Stroud do something similar in his rookie year, but this has been something else, man. You know, in a playoff game against the number one seed in the NFC. He throws 299 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, passer rating of 123 against the Lions. That's impressive. Seriously, really impressive. So congratulations, you're a Commanders fan. You finally got your quarterback. And you're going to the NFC Championship, so it's pretty amazing.
Well, let's go to mine, and I'll do this briefly because I'll start off with the Chiefs game and that tight end, Travis Kelce.
Inside the 12 of Houston, Kansas City third and goal, leading by 1 fourth quarter. Mahomes in the gun, receivers in tight. He gets the knee-high shotgun snap, and he's grabbed, and he throws as he's being tackled. And it was caught in the end zone by Kelce. What a grab by Kelce.
Just a little folklore, Joe. Sorry, that's a Taylor Swift reference. Hey, Kelce, 7 receptions on 8 targets, 117 yards and a touchdown. You all must have forgot. I don't know that there's a better option route runner in the league with Pat Mahomes because it's so amazing that they're on the same page that Kelce on a lot of plays is allowed to do what he wants, read the defense and go the correct way.
He's always open. How is he always that open?
I don't know.
Seriously, how is that possible?
We say it all the time. Look at him, like, it's just ridiculous that he gets that open. All right, and my second one goes in a losing effort to Amon-Ra St. Brown. 8 receptions, 137 yards. He was absolutely on one. I thought he was going to go off in the game. It's just a shame that they fell behind and were chasing. I'm sure they're happy as hell in D.C., and this might be the best day of radio that they've had in a long time.
Sure.
So hats off to those guys for getting there, and we'll see if they can get it done against the Eagles. All I know is I'm pulling for any team not named Kansas City, and I think Kansas City is going to be in the Super Bowl after looking at the numbers.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back out to the phone lines here. You want to talk Ravens, 410-583-1057. We started off with Daryl in Baltimore. Daryl, you're on the fan.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, man, you know, I just, you know, it's a somber day, you know, but I was just talking, thinking, you know, I know Lamar had the two turnovers, the one interception that really, I mean, it was a turnover, but it didn't really kill him. It didn't get any points. It's like a punt. But, no, how come no one's talking about that on that fumble, that bad snap by Lindenbaugh that started the whole thing?
Yeah,
he snapped the ball when Lamar had to reach for it, and it started the whole thing and turned it over. I just didn't hear nobody say anything about Lindenbaugh.
Well, look, it was a bad snap, but I think Lamar kind of recovered and tried to make a play, yes. And then he saw the defense. He knew he couldn't get it to Likely. But at the same extent, too, when he's going down, it looked like the ball just slipped out of his hands, right? Did you see the same thing? Like it just kind of...
Yeah, he was trying to change hands. It just slipped out of his hands. I mean, it's cold. It's slippery. When those things are cold like that, they're very slick. He was trying to make, again, $1.55. It didn't work.
A dime, man. A nickel. Yeah, I know. It's just frustrating. Let's go to John in Delaware. John, you're on the fan.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Super frustrated, I think, like most Ravens fans. I just wanted to point out, Jeremy, you're saying, you know, nothing jumped out about you, about Josh Allen's stats. You know who else's stats usually don't jump out at you during the game? Patrick Mahomes. Well, they just won. They know how to get it done.
I don't know about that. Pat Mahomes' stats always jump out to me. This is the one year where you could say offensively they haven't had the season they have. But this is a guy thrown for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns.
He's thrown for 55 touchdowns, and he holds a record, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, I mean, stats do matter. I understand what you're saying. Like, Josh Allen managed the game perfectly yesterday, which I didn't think someone could do against the Ravens, but the turnovers led him to scores. But go ahead. Sorry.
Lamar's not there yet. He's not at that point of, you know, he's a world record setter in the regular season. Come playoffs, I don't know, he takes his cape off. You know, he's not Superman anymore. He becomes kind of average, and he's got a below average record. It's very frustrating. I'm hoping 8 is great next year. Yeah. That's all I'm going to hope for.
Well, John, appreciate the phone call. And again, like, I'm not trying to be dismissive of, like, statistics do matter. I think sometimes they can lie. The same thing, like I said this weekend, all four teams that won lost the yardage battle in the game. Like, the teams that led every game with in yards lost every playoff game. That includes the Ravens last night.
Listen, this is a headline from Barstool. Mm-hmm. Disgusting, colon. Ravens lose a very winnable game after an embarrassing series of mistakes. They weren't all Lamar. He didn't lose this game. He had plenty of help.
And I'm not sitting here telling you that they lost the game because of that pass interference call. But you tell me the difference in how things go down with that specifically. Like, the Bills are on the 30-yard line with a minute and 13 left. If that's incomplete... Now, what if they caught an offensive pass interference and you take it and you back them up 10, so now they're on the 40 and have no shot at a field goal? But on the 30, yeah, they could have taken one. Tyler Bass, I know he made a longer one later in the game, but he's a guy that struggled all season too. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind putting him in that position and getting a touchdown before the half instead of a field goal. And, oh, by the way, had they called it incomplete and they attempted the field goal, Lamar would have had a minute and 15 seconds, a minute and 13 seconds to go down the field. Yeah. So that was a huge game-turning event. But the Ravens still had opportunities in the second half to get it
done. They really spot on in this piece. If you get a chance to read Barstool's take on the game, damn. Yeah. He's going to be haunted by it. He said, big picture, Ravens never punted in the game. No business losing tonight, plain and simple. Turnovers are everything. The DPI was clear. It was an offensive pass interference. It was infuriating. Any of the fingers should be pointed directly at themselves for the outcome.
Yep.
You're right.
Let's go to Billy in East Baltimore. Billy, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Ed? Jeremy, come on, Billy. Devastated, man. I'm devastated.
Yeah. But
first of all, before I say what I got to say, think about when the Ravens first played Derrick Henry against the Titans. Mark Andrews let the ball bounce off his hands to an interception. Then you go back to the next year when we played Buffalo in the COVID year. Andrews let the ball bounce off his hand again. Man, I don't think Mark Andrews built for the playoffs, man. I'm sorry to say this. That we might need to get rid of him because he's in likely way. Likely is the one. They don't go to him enough. He could have been a one. And I don't even know why the first two-point conversion try, Derrick Henry ran all the way down the field. Why you ain't just give it back to Derrick Henry?
That's what I was saying too, Billy. Appreciate the call. Look, I'm not going to sit here and dog Mark Andrews. He's one of the reasons why they're in the position they're in.
Yeah.
And getting in the postseason. Yeah, I mean, anytime you look at a guy's career under a microscope and you start picking out spots, with Mark Andrews, you have a couple in the postseason you can point at. I just don't think one or two plays, three or four plays, whatever, in a postseason defines what a player is. I just think a lot of those things happen in a lot of games. It just sucks when everybody's eyes are on you and it's a playoff game. It is what it is.
Sucks for Lamar. This is going to hang with him until he corrects it.
I mean, look. I've been screaming about this for 3 years now because I saw the whole thing happen with Peyton and I thought it was BS and then he wins one and it's the same thing. Oh, they beat the Bears. That doesn't count. And then they get back to another one. Yeah. See, I told you he can't win. He lost against the Saints. Okay. And then here it is again. You make the run, have the best team in the league, and you lose a game you should have won against the Seahawks. First play of the game gets snapped over his head for a safety in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
First time that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the game changes and then he wins one that he was terrible in. So there, depending on who you talk to, it's like he didn't win a big game. But I hate seeing that if that's what happens with Lamar because he's so much better than that.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.